It was a special game on Tuesday because we've not been like that all season. We knew in the change room that it was a one-off, but we had to go and show it. And I think today we showed the right attitude as we had been throughout the season at home, especially to start a new run going forward, but to get Tuesday out of the way and the weekend with a win.
Was it just a question of being patient?
Yeah, I think that was one of the key words used at half time. We needed to move the ball quicker, go forward slightly earlier with the ball. But also be patient, because it could have been like the Maidstone game here, where I think Ment scored in the 88th minute. But thankfully today it wasn't that late. But we knew we had the quality to make the difference. But we had to be patient, like you say, and keep believing in what we do and keep working at it.
You've obviously been on the bench for the last three games. Starting today to cap that with a goal, you must be delighted.
Yeah, we got a good squad here. Like you say, many people have said many times, it's not the biggest squad in the world, but it's packed full of quality. And I've had to be patient the last three games. Gaffer's pulled me and said that he's going to take me out the firing line for a bit and get that rest in that he wanted for me to have. And to be fair to him, I feel good for it. I feel sharp in training this week, and he's put me back in today, and it's always nice to get on the score sheet, as you say.
As a general rule, is it a squad that accepts that sort of rotation?
Yeah, it has to be. We've got no egos here that believe they should be playing or want to be playing every game. And we've all bought into what the gaffer and James have brought in. And that's very important for team dynamic, really, I think, that everyone's singing off the same hymn sheet, really. And when you know when you're in the team, you need to be producing to stay in it.
You mentioned you feel a bit better for the rest over the last three games. Bearing in mind you missed virtually the entire season last year, did you expect to play so much in the first couple of months of the campaign?
I think always, as a player, you always want to play. Because if you set your mind up to say, oh, don't really want to play this week, hoping the gaffer don't put us in this week, then I'm pretty sure you ain't going to do very well. But yeah, I want to play every game I can, but I need to trust the gaffer. He knows what he's talking about, and we've got a plan going forward.
Does it help knowing the manager as you do?
Yeah, possibly, and he knows me and how I work. But yeah, it's good understanding. I trust him. Like I say, I've worked with him before, so I know what he's about, and I know his judgment's pretty spot on usually.
FA Cup next Saturday at home to Eastbourne Borough. Obviously, you know, the old cliche, no easy ties, but it must be nice to be at home, bearing in mind the record you've got at the Ebb Stadium so far this season.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing you look at in any cup football, is a home draw. That's all you can ask for, whether it's a game against a team in our league or below. We won't head into it any different with a different mindset. We need to go in there, play the way we have been playing at home, barring Tuesday. And then hopefully we'll come out with a positive result, but I'm pretty sure we will if we apply ourselves in the right way.
For all the negativity about the FA Cup, at the very top level of the game, at this level, it's still a fantastic competition, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I love it personally. I've had a good couple of runs with previous teams, and it's nothing better. It does take away a little bit of pressure from the league. Every now and then it's a little break in there. And yeah, it's nice to be part of one of the biggest cup competitions in the world. And we just see where it takes us. We'll go on next Saturday, and hopefully we get a positive result and move into the first round, and then we'll go from there.